Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. Boston is one of the few cities left in America with two daily newspapers, the Boston Globe and the Boston Herald. But the big question now, will it remain a two-paper town? Just over a week ago, we learned that after a long effort to trim costs, freeze wages, and raise delivery prices, the longtime editor and publisher of the Herald, Pat Purcell, announced the company would enter bankruptcy and sell the paper. It was a difficult decision for Purcell, who's been at the helm of the Herald for almost 34 years. Today, we're happy to have him with us. And Pat Purcell, welcome to Radio Boston. It's good to have you.
Hi, Anthony.
Hello. And listen, I want to sort of say right off the bat that I'm sorry for what you're going through. I know this has been a tough time for you. The Herald has been probably a bit of a labor of love for you, so I'm imagining how difficult it must have been a week ago Friday to tell your employees at the Herald about this difficult decision. What was that like?
Extremely difficult. I mean, it's been difficult for everybody. You know, it's when you deliver bad news and people, no matter how difficult it is, it's really difficult for the people who are really going to be impacted by this. And you know, you see what's going on in the industry. You look around and you see other papers that have gone through this, and it's an industry-wide issue. But we've dodged the bullet for so many times and in so many ways. We've always been able to kind of wiggle out of the straitjacket. But we were just getting to the point where the primary objective that I have operated with for all these years has been to keep Boston a two-newspaper town and keep all of the great talented people who work for the Herald try to give them a livelihood.
But I want to talk a little bit about that, but you mentioned two newspaper town, and we all sort of take for granted that that's such an important idea. I know most folks who work in journalism embrace that. I'd love to hear a publisher's point of view on that. Why is it important to have two-paper town?
It's the competition for ideas. It's the angle that you take on a story. It's the unique perspective that your columnists bring to your publication. People have suggested to me, why don't you become a broadsheet? Why do you have Howie Carr? Why do you have Joe Fitzgerald? Why do you have Peter Gelsenis? The fact of the matter is that being a tabloid is a unique product distinction that makes us easier to read, and people like that. Having all of those columnists that I just mentioned means that we have a unique voice and a unique perspective, and articles and issues that aren't being tackled elsewhere, people can count on in the Herald, and they look forward to in the Herald. So those are unique product qualities that make us important to people. And, Boston deserves that. New York has it. Washington, D.C. has it. But so many other places had it, and now it's gone. It's too bad. The other news outlets, aren't providing that.
Right. So I wonder if you could bring us up to date, Pat Purcell, about what we know about the possible sale of the Herald. When we first heard about this, we heard that Gatehouse Media was going to buy it. That's a newspaper chain which owns a bunch of dailies and weekly papers across Massachusetts. They're New York based. But since then, we understand there are three new possible buyers. Can you tell us what we know about that?
Well, there are some firms, some companies that we approached a lot of people early in the process. All of them kind of passed on the opportunity. Gatehouse stepped forward, and I want to make sure I acknowledge the fact that we are very appreciative of the fact that they have stepped forward and that they want to try to keep the Herald's voice alive. Since the announcement and the bankruptcy filing, obviously the circumstances for a purchase change dramatically. So others are looking at it. There's nothing else to report other than the fact that they are looking at it.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of the Herald having a viable future, do you see it as a good thing that there are potentially multiple suitors here?
Positively. Yeah. The fact that other people are looking at it and have an idea of how they could run it And I just hope that, you know, that their idea and their financial wherewithal is sufficient to keep this voice alive and keep the folks employed.
Yeah. Let's say it's a company like Gatehouse Media. They own over 100 publications in Massachusetts, most of which are in Eastern Mass. It's also New York-based. I mean, do you think the paper changes if it shifts away from local ownership? Or what would be the impact of non-local ownership?
Bear in mind, Gatehouse really got its start when they acquired the community newspapers from me back in 2006.
Uh-huh.
You know, I had bought 90 weekly newspapers from Fidelity Investments back in 2001, and I wanted to have a bigger presence in the Boston market, be able to compete more effectively against the Globe with a broader base and a bigger economic base. And unfortunately, the time had come when the investors who helped me make that acquisition, they had a right to offer the company for sale. And so Gatehouse bought the community newspapers, and I retained the Boston Herald. They took that opportunity and built on it quite aggressively, and I think they've got probably 600-plus titles across the country now, and they really grew much more than I could. And I think that would be a good thing for the Herald. And if they can, and I think we haven't talked at all about what their plans were for the Herald, but I would think that they would appreciate all of the things that make the Herald unique and be able to leverage some of that uniqueness with some of the unique qualities of their own publications, similar to what I was trying to do back in the early 2000s. So I think it can be a really good thing, particularly with the size of their balance sheet.
Well, that sounds like a hopeful view. Speak to an issue that some people are concerned about, and this idea that smaller papers around the country are being gobbled up by a few large companies. That can sound ominous if you sort of state it in a certain way, but is it ominous? Is there a concern or not?
You know, in this case, I think size is good. I think, you know, with the erosion of the advertising base, you know, the bigger the platform for online distribution of content, the bigger the platform that that advertisers could take advantage of, it's a good thing. And I think that anybody willing to enter this arena, because it is very competitive and it is challenging, anyone who wants to get into this arena should be applauded.
Hmm. I want to ask you, sort of taking the long view of what you've seen of the newspaper industry. I mean, obviously, we know it's a tough climate for newspapers right now. The rise of the internet, free online content, the demise of advertising and circulation revenue. As a longtime publisher who watched this from the ground up, you know, was there something different, with the benefit of hindsight, I'm asking, was there something different newspapers could have done years ago to better position themselves to weather this change?
I don't know the answer to that.
I know it's a tough question, but I thought if anyone could answer it, you could.
here's my perspective on that. When I was at News Corp back in the late, well, for a long time, and still maintain a very close association with News Corp. We saw the internet coming in its infancy, and we knew that classified advertising was extremely vulnerable, and that was going to change everybody. Some people got into the online distribution of content. I opted to go into the online business for classified and started JobFind back in, I think we launched probably in 96 or 97. And you remember Monster got its start around that, a little bit before that, here in New England. We knew classified was going to be vulnerable. We knew what nobody, and this is where I was going with the whole I don't know part of this answer. I don't know if anyone could have seen the impact of Google.
Interesting.
Google emerged in 1998. They launched. They had zero advertising revenue. By 2016, they are up to $70 billion.
Wow.
Newspapers have gone from $60 billion in 2000, to around 2000, to $18 billion now. That, you know, the ability of advertisers to target people based on what they click on has been unbelievable. And so, you know, we need to preserve the voice of newspapers. We need to preserve the independent reporting of newspapers, the accuracy of reporting. With the age of the internet, you know, it's people put out information much too quickly sometimes, and it has to, turns out to be wrong. You know, the reporting principles of true reporting and accurate reporting must remain in place, but the economic base of these traditional legacy businesses are challenged.
You know, Pat Purcell, I wanted to ask you about something your competitor wrote. The Boston Globe's publisher John Henry wrote an article thanking you for your years of service and dedication to Boston. How did that make you feel?
I was extremely flattered. You know, we are a good customer of the Globe now because they do the printing of the Herald, they do the distribution of the Herald. I was quite honestly, I was flabbergasted that John was so complimentary, and I want to publicly thank him for that. And it really was something I was. I'm very appreciative of. And I, you know, because I think that's what we've tried to do. I've tried to be a good steward. I've tried to be a good citizen. I've tried to be, you know, a good publisher, and tried my hardest to make sure that we provide people with important information, unique information, and provide an alternative for the advertisers in this community. And I feel very proud that we've been able to do that for so long. So it's been a little difficult recognizing that the you know, we're running out of runway.
Yeah. I'm sorry about that. So after close to 34 years at the helm of this paper, what's next for you? I mean, assuming that this sale goes through, well, whether or not the sale goes through, what's next for you?
Well, you know, I've been kind of practicing for retirement, even though I wasn't really retiring, but. You know, I've got a lot of outside interest, so I think I'm going to be just fine.
All right. Well, Pat Purcell, president and publisher of Herald Media Incorporated, thanks so much for joining us today, and I wish you all kinds of good luck. Thank you.
Anthony, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Stay with us. There's more ahead. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.